Welcome back to Inside the Kentucky Derby. The march to the first Saturday in May is now underway with the preference list for this year's 150th running of the Kentucky Derby now set after Saturday's Lexington Stakes, where Encino stamped himself now in the field for the Kentucky Derby should his connections choose to run by winning the $400,000 Lexington Stakes on Saturday. Kevin Kirstein, Darren Rogers here with you. And Darren, Encino is in the field, but I think that's one part of the storyline. The other big part of the storyline is now we can officially see the full preference list of the top 20 that are in the field for the Kentucky Derby and who's on the outside currently looking in.
Yeah, hats off to Encino and the connections. Horse took to the dirt just fine. It was a nice race, and he squeaks in at number 19 on the preference list with a total of 40 points. And that'll put T.O. Password at 20, you know, the Japanese invite. And you have Grandmo the First at 21, Common Defense at 22, Epic Ride at 23. We're going to be very curious to see, final decisions on Deterministic. I'd say it's highly unlikely that he runs. And so that would put in Grandmo the First. And then Common Defense, who's also kind of, you know, what is it, 50-50? Like, they may run if they get in, or?
Yeah, it sort of seems like everything is 50-50 when you sort of talk to Kenny McPeak, but, you know, it's the Kentucky Derby, right?
So you're going.
You're going.
And so we have to see what happens with Endlessly as well. Endlessly, of course, the grass and synthetic specialist who is still on the list. Jerry Ammerman is owner, is in the 90s, wants to run a horse in the Kentucky Derby. So we'll see how he continues to train on the dirt in advance of that race. If not, you see him on Derby Day, probably in the American Turf on the undercard. So anyway, hats off to Encino, front-running victory. What'd you think of the race, KK?
I mean, you just sort of said it itself. You know, the track at Keeneland has, for the most part of the spring meet, has been playing towards speed. And, you know, Florent Giroux took it right to him right from the break. And I thought that was a very smart decision of what he did. And Florent, I think, is one of the best riders on the front end of anyone in the entire world. On dirt especially, and he was able to set comfortable fractions, 23-2, 47-1, 111-4, which, albeit it's a mile and a 16th, and with a speed favoring track, so just very easily. The Wine Stewart finished second, Dilger in third, but Encino will not have that easy enough running style should they choose to run him, his connections, Godolphin and Brad Cox, in the Kentucky Derby. And it sounds like it's either going to be the Kentucky Derby or the Preakness, one of the two. And, he will not get an easy setup like that in either one of those races.
Yeah, it's very unusual for a Brad Cox trained horse to wheel back in 3 weeks. But I'm sure that camp, along with Team Godolphin, they want to see how the horse responds coming out of that race. But I thought he improved. I thought he ran better on the dirt than he had previously run on, the synthetic. So that was a very nice victory. And he could be a little bit of a player in the Preakness should he go that route. I thought the Wine Steward, off the break, runner-up in the Breeders' Futurity last fall, obviously had some setbacks this winter. His return was delayed. But I thought that was a very nice comeback. You know, he kind of tracked from down on the inside and, couldn't get past the winner in the end. But the top two were for me, and, the others, not so much.
Yeah, exactly. That's, I agree 100%. It'll be the Wine Steward is just, he's a cool horse, right? He's a New York bred, but he's able to compete against these, top open company 3-year-olds, as we saw in the Breeders' Futurity last year, and then again in the Lexington. And so it should be a fun rest of the spring and into the fall for the New York bred. Lots of options on the table for Mike Maker and his partners. You can always run them for some of the big money up in New York at Saratoga and those New York bred stakes, but he's also proven that he can compete against some of the top 3-year-olds here that he's shown in his last two starts.
KK, over the weekend, we had a number of horses at Churchill Downs that are already here, and they breezed. And I know you were here on hand to watch those workouts. What'd you think?
Yeah, so there was 12 horses within the top 20 point earners right now on the Kentucky Derby 150 trail that are here at Churchill Downs. And so, you know, we're 19 days out as we're recording this podcast until the Kentucky Derby. So, you know, we often see in horse racing the workout two works before a race is the most crucial work. So you're seeing a lot of the horses that are here over the weekend that have either run on, you know, March the 23rd or March the 30th that are just getting back to the work tab. So they're not doing a whole lot in, you know, terms of, you know, serious works. Catching Freedom is one that I'm very much keeping an eye on for Brad Cox, who worked a half mile in 48. He is one that Brad has said he's not the best workhorse in the world. And you see some of the videos that are posted on KentuckyBreg.org. You can see some of his videos from down at Fairgrounds. And he shows that he's not the best workhorse in the world. But his last two works here at Churchill Downs on April the 5th and April the 13th, even though they were not in company, just him solo doing it easily, I thought he was a very good mover, did things very well. I'm very intrigued. He looks like he's a horse that is definitely relishing after the Louisiana Derby and on the upwards trajectory, which is very good to see, just because we've sort of knocked him a lot. I have knocked him a lot personally on this podcast, and he looks like he's coming into the Derby ready to run his career best effort, and just shown that in his last two works. I'll be very excited to see him on Saturday.
You're just sucking up and making good from your previous comments, aren't you?
I a little bit. Yeah. Jason Luch, I know, is an avid listener of this podcast, but I like this horse.
He's a definite contender after that Louisiana Derby effort.
Yeah. He's a contender. Endlessly was also on the work tab Saturday. And I posted the video of his work when he went inside of a recent maiden special weight winner at Turfway named Yellow Card. And, you know, we've obviously know the storyline with Endlessly. He's possible for the American turf. He's shown, you know, great strides on the turf and the synthetic, not so much on the dirt, but this was his 30th work on the dirt compared to on the turf. He had 31 lifetime works, only one of those works that he's worked on the turf. So even though he's running primarily on the turf, he works regularly on the dirt. He was asked to finish at the wire on the inside of his workmate. The one thing about the track on Saturday was pretty heavy, and
We had a lot of rain last week.
Yeah, it was nearly 2 inches of rain here at Churchill Downs on Wednesday through Friday, and so it delayed a lot of these horses. They worked on Saturday. The track was able to dry out. Just a fantastic job by the track superintendent crew here and the maintenance crew at Churchill Downs to be able to get this track to be a fast track, but it was still heavier and drying out on Saturday. So you're seeing a lot of horses that when they worked on Saturday, they're going a half mile in 48, 49, 50. Whereas, you know, some of these horses with the caliber of horses they are, they would probably be working in the 47 range and galloping out in a minute to a minute one. They're all galloping out in 102 and 103. So he was one of those that was asked to finish at the wire. Didn't really impress much on the gallop out, but I'm giving him a pass on this work because it was a heavier surface and may not be to his liking. Honor Marie came back and worked on Sunday. He went a half mile in 48 and four. He was on in company with another recent maiden special weight winner for Whit Beckman. He just very workmanlike, and that's the type of horse he is. He's a, you know, doesn't do anything sort of flashy in the mornings. He got a lot of grief from some people going into the Risen Star down at Fairgrounds because he was working with a very impressive maiden named Drip, and Drip was a very flashy workhorse and got outworked by Drip. But Anna Marie, that's just who he is, and that sort of seems what Whit Beckman thinks. He does sort of everything that he's asked. That's why he keeps him with a workmate, because he said, you know, it just gives him a little bit of encouragement, whereas, you know, he's not as flashy, he just does what you want him to do, and then, you know, he won't do anything extra or over the top. He'll probably have a more serious work this upcoming Sunday for him. Mystic Dan came back to work after the Arkansas Derby. He went a half in 48. He was out just about a minute and four, almost 101. Just a maintenance move. Brian Hernandez Jr. rode him, and he will likely ride in the Kentucky Derby, depending on what Common Defense does, if he can get in from the outside. So that was the main work action this weekend. But there's, you know,
but another important horse that made his first appearance on the track at Churchill Downs. Nothing too serious, but you got to see Forever Young. What type of exercise routine is he going through in the morning?
So we
following the typical Japanese pattern of being on the track a long time.
Yeah, he's out there for 45 minutes, and that's we've seen that the last few years with the horses coming over from Japan for the Kentucky Derby, and everyone watches. the horses from Japan when they're on the track, because they do this such a unique training pattern. So on Saturday was Forever Young's, or Sunday was Forever Young's first day on the track. He arrived at Churchill Downs on Saturday, came out on Sunday. He trained, probably it was like 7:05 he got on the racetrack, and he went up into the 1 mile chute and he jogged there for the next 25 minutes until the track was opened. And then he came and he walked to the wire. He was led by the lead pony, which he was been schooling with over in Dubai, which here in North America, there's, you know, we're used to having lead ponies next to horses. Internationally, there's not a lot of horses that use the lead ponies. And so he's very much been accustomed to the pony over in Dubai and here again, which I've seen him on Saturday. He then galloped about a mile and an eighth, and he didn't switch leads easily on Saturday or at first is or on Sunday, excuse me. When he came down the lane, we saw that in his running style when he wanted to be on that left lead. It was just an easy gallop, so I'm not really knocking that too much, but it was just something that I observed that he didn't switch leads right away. His rider then asked him, and he eventually switched leads as he got closer to the wire. Just something I'm keeping an eye on, if you know, whether his work tab when he works a few times here, to see if he switches that lead or not. And then he came out on Monday morning and he did the same routine, so we'll expect him to do a lot of that. He'll jog in the chute for 25 minutes, almost a half hour, come up and back up to the wire, and then do about a mile and an eighth to a mile and a half gallop, and he'll work a few times up until the first Saturday in May.
Special Kentucky Derby training hours at Churchill Downs from 7:30 to 7:45. That'll begin this coming Saturday, and expect, you know, as KK said earlier, it's that penultimate work that usually is the tell. The second to last workout before the race is usually the more serious breeze. And that would be this weekend. So pay attention Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you'll see a lot of the horses breezing here at Churchill Downs. And then also at other tracks across the country in advance of their arrivals prior to 11 a.m. on Saturday, April the 27th, which is opening night.
Yeah, those four horses that I mentioned that worked here on Saturday, you're going to see some serious works out of them, I'd assume, this weekend. You'll also see the first works back from horses like Resilience, who won the Wood Memorial. He's based here at Churchill Downs. He'll come back. Not sure exactly what he'll do quite yet. Same with Dornock, who exited the Bluegrass, and Society Man. They're both here for Danny Gargan. Expect them to work. Same with Just a Touch for Brad Cox. And then Track Phantom, who did not have a published workout this weekend. He's been galloping. He's wearing blinkers when I saw him gallop this morning. And this is normal for him going into the Louisiana Derby for Steve Asmussen. He's not working every week, so you won't see a workout on his every week tab. It's nothing abnormal for him. He is still training regularly here at Churchill Downs and just did a more enthusiastic gallop this morning instead of having a published workout.
That is a pretty solid rundown of kind of where we're at with Kentucky Derby 150.
There's a lot happening.
On Monday, April the 15th, as of 11 a.m. when we record this. So if you enjoyed this update and this podcast, please tell your friends, share it, write a review, and give us five stars for our four-star performance.
You think it was a four-star today?
It was solid.
It was solid. I'm not well capped.
Short and to the point.
We were to the point today. We will not be to the point for a lot of these podcasts because we're going to have some fantastic guests upcoming on Inside the Kentucky Derby. This week, we'll have a great podcast dropping with Coach Scotty Davenport and Doug Davenport. I'll tell you what, it's a great listen. It's going to be a lot of fun. That'll drop later on this week. So be sure to subscribe to your favorite podcast platform to get the updates. And then we'll be back with all sorts of news, notes, and information leading up to Kentucky Derby 150 in less than 3 weeks away. Thanks again to Woodford Reserve with 200 flavor notes in every sip. Woodford Reserve is a spectacle for the senses. Please enjoy responsibly. We'll talk soon. Thanks again for listening.